the start of a packed weekend in pro wrestling. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Friday, July 9th, 2021. This update is brought to you by IndieWrestling.us.
WWE.
The lineup for the men's Money in the Bank ladder match should be set by the end of the night. Two qualifying matches are being advertised for tonight's SmackDown. Cesaro versus Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Baron Corbin. Tonight's 205 Live will have the WWE TV debuts of two men who are certainly not cruiserweights, the 405-pound Odyssey Jones and the 6'8" Josh Briggs. Both are in the upcoming NXT Breakout Tournament. Ilya Dragunov will get his next shot at Walter's UK Championship on the July 22nd episode of NXT UK. On Thursday's episode, Mark Andrews pinned Lewis Howley with the Shooting Star Press. Presumably, Subculture will be getting a shot at Pretty Deadly's NXT UK tag titles. Kenny Williams pinned Nathan Fraser with Bad Luck. That's the name of the move. Trent Seven pinned Eddie Dennis with the Birminghammer. After the match, Tyler Bate showed up with a pair of nunchucks to help Seven run off Dennis's pals, Primate and T-Bone. Blair Davenport, the former Bea Priestley, made her NXT UK in-ring debut. She used the Kamigoye to pin Laura DiMatteo.
Impact Wrestling.
Slammiversary really starting to take shape on last night's Impact Wrestling. Deonna Purrazzo is going to defend the Impact Knockouts Championship against a mystery opponent at Slammiversary. Purrazzo held an open challenge last night. It was answered by Lady Frost, who made her Impact debut. Purrazzo got the win via submission. Violent by Design will defend the Impact tag titles at Slammiversary in a four-way against the Good Brothers, Rich Swann and Willie Mack, and TJP and Falaba. Karl Anderson won a four-way singles match last night, beating Swann, Diener, and TJP. Anderson pinned Diener with the gun stun. Rosemary and Havoc are the number one contenders for the Knockouts tag titles. They beat Kimberly and Susan last night, and they'll challenge Fire and Flava at Slammiversary. Also, W. Morrissey accepted Eddie Edwards' challenge for a match at Slammiversary. Other action from last night's Impact, Jake Something pinned Brian Myers with a black hole slam. Under a pre-match stipulation, Myers was supposed to admit that Jake is a professional, but before he could speak, Sam Beal jumped Jake. That drew out the returning Matt Cardona to run off Myers and Beal. Sami Callihan was briefly arrested for assaulting Don Callis, but it turned out the video evidence was a fraud, and Sammy returned to lay out the Impact World Champion Kenny Omega. Tennille Dashwood attacked Jazz during her All About Me talk show. Rachel Ellering and Jordynne Grace later vowed to get revenge.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor World Champion Roosh told Sports Illustrated he underwent knee surgery during his storyline suspension. Roosh is set to defend the title against Bandido at Sunday's Best in the World pay-per-view. The bracket for the ROH Women's Title Tournament will be unveiled at Best in the World. Three more entrants were revealed on Thursday: Sumi Sakai, Hala Dead, and Marty Bell.
AEW.
New AEW signee Tommy End, aka Malakai Black, says a clerical error by WWE gave him a 30-day non-compete clause and made it possible for him to debut on Wednesday's Dynamite. WWE was concerned that Buddy Murphy had the same 30-day clause on his deal.
I actually received a phone call from the office the day after I was released, saying that they received an email saying that they had messed up and that my contract was only 30-day non-compete.
That's Murphy speaking with Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp. Murphy confirmed he does in fact have a 90-day non-compete, which is up on August 31st.
Impact Wrestling.
Impact X Division champ Josh Alexander is on tonight's New Japan Strong in a non-title match against Rocky Romero. Back in Japan, New Japan is running its first Summer Struggle show on Saturday. The main event is El Desperado defending his junior heavyweight title against Taiji Ishimori. New Japan announced the start date for this year's G1 Climax tournament. It's going to kick off on September 18th and conclude on October 21st. Trevor Murdoch will get a rematch against Nick Aldis for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. It'll happen at The Gathering in Charlotte on July 24th. That's just for wrestling news for Friday, July 8th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning as we get you ready for the rest of a packed weekend of pro wrestling. Be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.